Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara has just come to a maskana that there's Machloikis, Reb Meir, and Rabbanan whether during the first Tevila there were two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, which is the Shita of Reb Meir, or there was only one time Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, which is the Shita of the Rabbanan. Reb Meir holds that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav twice, because the purpose of the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was for the sake of the Levisha that was coming. You did it twice for the Levisha, and therefore it made no difference that the Kohen Gadol was changing out of Bigdei Chol. Mashenken, according to the Rabbanan, since he was changing out of Bigdei Chol, you didn't have the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, which according to their Shita relates only to the Pshita, to taking off of the begadim. So the Gemara now asks that Bishlam Lord Meir Hainu de Mishkachas La Asar Kiddushim. We understand how it came out that there were 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because even the first Tevila of the five had twice a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and therefore if you add them all together there are 10. However, according to the Rabbanan, there is only 9, because the first one only had one. The Gemara answers, Amalach Rabbanan Kiddusha Basra Ki Pashit Bigdei Kodesh V'Lovish Bigdei Chol Avet Leihasam. The last Kiddush of the 10 happened when the Kohen Gadol was changing out of Bigdei Kodesh back into Bigdei Chol. Now many Achronim ask the obvious question, the Siach Yitzchak, the Sfasemes, the Rashash, the Remisade, and others, that there's a Beferish Mishnah. Later on, the Mishnah says in Daf Ayin that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav and took off his Begadim, the Bigdei Kodesh, and then he put on Bigdei Atzma. He put back the Bigdei Chol. So you see that the Shita of the Tanakama is that you're Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav for the 10th time at that point when he was changing out of the Bigdei Kodesh back into the Bigdei Chol. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Gemara's Havamina to ask on the Rabbanan? It's obvious. And because of this, the Rishash wants to not be goyris in the Mishnah later and Daf Ayin the words Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. However, the Siach Yitzchak offers two possible terutzim to this question. The first terutz he says is that even though it's clear from the Mishnah later that there was a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Kohen Gadol when he changed out of the Bigdei Kodesh into the Bigdei Chol, nevertheless, the Gemara's Havamina is that we still have a question. That is because the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that happened on Yom Kippur had to be B'mokim Kaddish. As we'll soon see, the whole Makar that the Tevilas had to be B'mokim Kaddish is from the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, which were B'mokim Kaddish. And so the Gemara understood in the Havamina that the Halach L'Mosh Misinai that says that there were 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim aside from the 5 Tevilas means that there was 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in the B'mokim Kaddish, just like there were 5 Tevilas B'mokim Kaddish. And that could be even read into the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says over there, Chamish Tevilas V'Asar Kiddushin Tevil Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Boi Bayoim V'Kulon B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva. Now most Rishonim learn V'Kulon B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva goes on the Tevilas. But it could be that like the Siach Yitzchak is saying, part of the Halach L'Mosh Misinai was V'Kulon B'Kodesh, that both the Tevilas and the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim had to take place B'Kodesh. Now since part of the Halach L'Mosh Misinai is that you had to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim B'Mokim Kodesh, the Gemara assumes, Misvara, that the last Kiddush, the one that according to the Rabbanan you did before changing out of the Bigdei Kodesh into Bigdei Chol, did not take place B'Mokim Kodesh. Why does the Gemara have such a Havamin that this did not take place B'Mokim Kodesh? The Teretz is, says the Siach Yitzchak, because the assumption is that when you're being Mekadesh L'Tzorich Avoida, then it has to be B'Mokim Kodesh. Because the whole source that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to take place B'Mokim Kodesh, says the Siach Yitzchak, is because in the parasha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which is written in Kisisa when discussing the Kiyar, it says B'Gishtam El HaMizbeach L'Shareis, that when the Kohanim were getting prepared to come near B'Gishtam El HaMizbeach to go and do the Avoida, then they have to be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the assumption is that the reason why Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to take place B'Mokim Kodesh is because it's Tzorich Avoida. And therefore, since the last Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim was not L'Tzorich Avoida, because he was just being Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav for the sake of taking off the Bigdei Kodesh and putting on Bigdei Atzmai, it did not take place B'Mokim Kodesh, and being that it didn't take place B'Mokim Kodesh, it can't be part of the Halach L'Mosh Misinai of the 10 Kiddushin, which we assume have to be B'Mokim Kodesh. And he says that the Gemara's teretz is that the Kiddush, since it was because of the Kavoid, Pshitas, Big Day Kodesh, it's also done by Makam Kodesh. Because even though it wasn't Litzarech Avoida, it wasn't a preparation for Avoida, but it was also Shayach to the concept of Big Day Kodesh, and therefore it took place by Makam Kodesh. And he says that this is Meduyik in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara answers the question that L'Rabbanan, there's only 9 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Gemara says, Amri Loch Rabbanan Kiddusha Basra Ki Poshit Big Day Kodesh. When he took off the Big Day Kodesh, V'Lovish Big Day Choyl, Ovid Le'Hosam. He did it there. Why does the Gemara say Ovid Le'Hosam? Ovid Le'Hosam means he did it B'Makam Kodesh, and that is exactly what the Gemara was trying to answer. We can even add, according to the Brisker Rav that we mentioned on Daf Lamed and on Daf Lamed Aleph, that Brisker Rav explains in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that took place on Yom Kippur is an entirely different din than the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of all year. And the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of all year is learned to have in Parshas Kisisa from the Parsha of the Kiyur. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur is learned to have in Parshas Achrei Mois. There are two separate parshias. It makes a lot of sense why we're not limited to the Tanai of Begishtam El HaMizbeach L'Shoris. The Siach Yitzchak has explained the Gemara's Havamina that it would be B'Makam Kaddish only when its preparation for Avoida is because it says by the Kiyur Begishtam El HaMizbeach L'Shoris. But we could say that since the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that he was doing had nothing to do with the Kiyur, it was done with Kitan Shel Zohav, and it had nothing to do with the Parsha of Kisisa, so it doesn't have the Tanai of Begishtam, and that's why it's okay that it took place Makam Kaddish, even though it wasn't preparation for Avoida. So this is one Mahalach Sich Yitzchak offers. A second Pshat, as Sich Yitzchak says, to explain what was the Gemara's Havamina, since there's a Beferish and Mishnah later that the Kohen Gadol was Mekaddish for the 10th time, even according to the Rabbanan, when he took off the Big Day Kaddish, changed into the Big Day Choyl, is based on another assumption. The Gemara felt that the din of Asura Kiddushin, that the Kohen Gadol had to be Mekaddish, was not an isolated halacha l'mashmi Sinai that he had to be Mekaddish Yadav Raglav 10 times. And it wasn't even a din that was related dafka to the removing of his begadim or the putting on of his begadim. Rather, the Gemara understood in the Havamina that although each one of the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim relates to a stage in his taking off or putting on begadim, nevertheless, the real halacha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is a part and parcel of the tvilos. Meaning to say that the halacha mashmisina was chamesh tvilos. There were 5 tefillahs, and each one of those 5 tefillahs was assigned to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And that's the lashon of the Mishnah before. Chomesh tefillahs v'asar kiddushin mekaddish bo b'yom. The Gemara understood that for each one of the tefillahs, you had to have 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Just that there's machlokes, Reb Meir and the Rabbanan, what those 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim related to in the tefillah process. And being that the Gemara understands in the Havamina that this is part of the Tevilah, the Gemara doesn't understand how do you have 10 Kiddushim relating to the 5 Tevilahs. And this is very meduyik in the Lashon of Rashi, because on the Gemara's question, Asura Kiddushin, the Gemara says we understand according to Meir, Asura Kiddushin, says Rashi, Asura Kiddushin lechamesh Tevilahs, for the 5 Tevilahs. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that those Kiddushin have to be directly related to the Tevilahs. So it doesn't help me that the Kohen Gadol did a 10th Kiddush when he took off his begadim at the end, because that wasn't related to any particular tefillah. The Gemara's maskana is that they aren't shayach to the tefillah at all. Rather, it's exeris hakasav that you have to be mekaddish yadav v'raglav both during pshita, taking off the begadim, and putting on new begadim. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ubo Aren El Oil Moyed, Lama Hu Bo, Einei Bo El Lohoitzi Es HaKaf Es HaMachta. The Gemara explains that the entire Parsha is written ala Seder, except for this Pasuk. This Pasuk is out of order. As the Gemara explains, it has to be out of order, because since we have a Kabbalah, Gemiri, Chomish, Tevilas, Vasar, Kiddushin, Toivel, Kayin, Gadol, Mekadish, Boi, Boyoyim, so we know that there has to be 10 Kiddushim, 5 Tevilas, and if you're going to say that the Parsha is written Kisidron, it's not going to happen. Lemishkachas, Lu, Elo, Sholish, Tevilas, Shisha Kedushin. The Abar Benel asks the question that even if the Chazal knew that you have to take out the Kaf and the Machta, because as the Ramban explains in Chumash, it's not the Derech Eretz to leave the Kaf and the Machta in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nevertheless, How do we know that the Kohen Gadol went in later to take out the Kaf and the Machta? Perhaps the Kohen Gadol, as soon as he left the Avodas HaKetores, he took the Kaf with him. We understand that the Machta had to stay there because the coals were burning, so it was impossible to remove the Machta. The entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was filled with Ashan, and you had to wait until it was fully burnt out. But the Kaf is just like a shovel. So who says that he didn't take the Kaf earlier when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Answers the Paradis Yosef a very interesting teretz. He says that really, Chazal knew from the Psukim that at least the Machta has to be something that the Kohen Gadol takes out later. The reason why they said that you should wait until later to take out the Kaf is Lohetzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim, because we all know that the Tzedukim and the Prushim had a machlokes how the Avodas HaKetores was supposed to be done. According to the Tzedukim, you took the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when it was already on the coals. Masha'en Kain, the way we do it is that we put the Ketores onto the fire inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, according to the Tzedukim, there was no purpose for the Kohen Gadol to bring the Kaf into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at all, because the Kaf is what you used in order to scoop up the Ketores, and then it was placed onto the coals, so that was something that was done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We bring the Kaf in because that's part of the Avodas HaKetores for us. Therefore, it was important for when the Kohen Gadol walked out. We didn't want people to see him walking out only with the Machta, because then people would be choshesh that he did like the Tzedukim. So what we said was, leave the Kaf in there so people should see him walking out later with both the Kaf and the Machta. Now, the very fact that the Parsha is written Shaloi Keseder, that this particular Prat is out of order, is something that needs explanation. Why is it that way? Why was it written that way? In the Koil Eliyahu, it says B'Shem, the Gra, that the Hezber is Alpi, what it says in the Medrash, in Vayikra Rabbah, in Perichav Aleph, that Aaron HaKoyen had Rishus to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as long as he would keep the Seder that is written in Parshas Acharei Mois. He's Medayik from the Psukim. And if you'll notice, it starts at Parshas Acharei Mois by saying that Aaron should not come B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. He's not allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time he wants to. And rather, he has to follow this Seder. It's only all the way at the end of the Parsha that the Torah says that Achaz Bashana on Yom Kippur is when he's supposed to do this. So it gives you the impression that the concept of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is something that doesn't really require Yom Kippur, because Aaron HaKohen was special. And the Lashon HaMedrash is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Loi Shekshem Sha'ata Sover, etc. Ela B'chol Sha'a Shehu Roitze Likanes Yikanes. Rak Sheikanes B'Seder HaZeh. Anytime Aaron HaKohen wanted to go in, he was allowed to go in as long as he used this Seder. Of course, his offspring were only allowed to go in on Yom Kippur, but Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go then. The Meshech Chochmah actually explains this Alpi, the Sfarno, in the end of Parshas Emor, who says that during those 40 years that the Anan was Shoira on the Mishkan, Yoyman V'Layla, the entire 40 years had a din like Yom Kippur, because it says, Ki ba'anan eroa ala kapoiris. Memela says the Kol Eliyahu that it was only on Yom Kippur that the Seder had to be changed from the way that it's written, because this was in order to provide us with the 10 Kiddushin and the Chamisha Tvilois. In order to have 10 Kiddushi Adayim Raglayim and 5 Tvilois, you needed to make sure that the Kaf and Machta was in the middle. But the Seder itself, and the Seder that Aaron HaKohen was given permission to go at any point, was exactly the way that it's written in the Psukim. On the memory of Rav Chista, Gmiri, Chomesh Tvilas Vasar Kedushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Boi Bayoim, Rashi says, Gmiri Alocha L'moshe Misinai. Now we can ask a very simple question. If indeed the din of Chomesh Tvilas and Asar Kedushin was Alocha L'moshe Misinai, how is it that the Gemara and Daf Lamed brought down B'Shem Ben Zoyma, that we learn a Kal V'Chomer from the fact that the Kohen Gadol was Tovel when he was Mishana Mikodesh L'Kodesh, Kol Shekein, a person who goes into the Azara from a Mokum Choyl, has to be toivel. The din is that you do not learn out a Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha L'moshe Misinai, as is mavur in the Mishnah Nozer Daf Nun Vav Med Beis, where Rebbe Lezer tells Rebbe Akiva, "Ein donin kan mi Kal V'Chomer, because etzem kisor is Halacha L'moshe Misinai, ve'ein donin Kal V'Chomer me Halacha." So I think that the answer to this question is based on what it says in Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos Dibra Maschol Gemiri Chomesh Tvilos asks the kasha. He says, "Tameli, Why does the Gemara then have to go bring psukim that there were chamish tefillos if there's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai? Tosfos answers, ilav kra, without the psukim, have amina chamish tefillos yitboil. It is halacha l'moshe b'Sinai that he has to be toivel chamish times. But I would have said maybe those tefillos could be bezachar zeh. They don't necessarily have to be inserted in between one avoida and another avoida. He says, "Have amina chamish tefillos yitlo afilu bezeacher ze kulam biyachar all at once." Lahachi itzrich kra dekshumishana me avoida la avoida avid lohu. That's when he does them, and he says, "V'ilav hilchsa have amina ena mishana me avoida la avoida ela gimel pa'amim." If it wasn't for the halacha moshe b'Sinai, then I would have said that he only has to be mishana me avoida la avoida three times, and that would end up being three tefillos. The Toz Yishanim actually argues on Toysis. Toz Yishanim learns that there was not really a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai at all that you have to be toivel chamish times. He says because you look in the psukim and you'll see the chamish tefillos. It's just that shinui avoides gemiri lahu. We have a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai telling us how many times you have to change the avoides. I think that it's meduyik in Rashi that he learned like Toysis, because Rashi's lashon is chamish tefillos boi bayoyim. On that day. What's Rashi adding? As a matter of fact, in the Gemara itself, it said already, Gemiri chamesh tefillos v'asar kedushin tovel kohen gadol umekadesh boi bayoyim. So what is Rashi adding by saying boi bayoyim? It could be that Rashi wants to stress the fact that the halacha l'moshe b'Sinai was specifically relating to the number of tefillos on that day. Because without the words boi bayoyim, you could have said, like Tosfos was assuming in their question, that the chamesh tefillos that we learned from halacha l'moshe b'Sinai was telling us when exactly to make those chamesh tefillos in between avoda l'avoda. Says Rashi, no. The chamesh tefillos is like Tosfos answers. Chamesh tefillos boi bayoyim. We only have halacha l'moshe b'Sinai that on that day you have to have five tefillos. When those five tefillos have to take place, we don't know. It could be one after the other at one time. The psukim come along and show that you have to be toivel when you're mishanah me'avoda l'avoda. So once we see this, then the question that we asked is answered, because we now know that there was no halacha l'moshe b'Sinai that a person has to be mitoivel when he's mishanah me'avoda l'avoda. The Kal v'Chomer is being learned from that din, from the fact that we see the Kohen Gadol had to be toivel when he was mishanah me'avoda l'avoda, and according to Tosfos, that is learned out from the psukim themselves. So that's not called making a Kal v'Chomer from halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. When the Gemara discusses the fact that a Kohen Gadol has to be toivel every time that he's Mishanah Me'avoda L'Avoda, the Gemara makes a Kal v'Chomer from the Big Day Zohav to the Big Day Lavan. Ma Big Day Zohav, She'ein Kohen, Nichlas Ben Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Big Day Zohav, are begotten that the Kohen Gadol does not go Lefnai V'Lefnim in them, so presumably they're less Kaddish, Tohen Tvila, nevertheless he has to have Tvila before putting them on. Big Day Lavan, She'nichlas Ben Lefnai V'Lefnim, Ein Edin, She'tohen Tvila. And the Gemara says, Ikala Mifrach, Ma'lu Big Day Zohav, Shekin Kaparosan Meruba. What does Kaparosan Meruba mean? Rashi says Shemishamish Bahem Kol Yomais Hashana. The Kohen Gadol is Mishamish with the Big Day Zav all the days of the year, and therefore he generates more Kapara while he's wearing the Big Day Zav than the Big Day Lavan, which he only generates Kapara for on Yom Kippur. And he's only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Ukdoshev. Like Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Shavuos that the Avodas Yom Kippurim is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukdoshev. So it really seems that Rashi is saying two things. Number one, he says that Kaparasa Meruba means Shemeshamish Ben Kol Yemois Hashana. It's more than just Achas Bashana, just the day of Yom Kippur. It's the entire year that the Kohen Gadol uses them and generates Kapara. But then when he contrasts that to Avodas Yom Kippurim, he says, Aval Avodas Pnim de Yom Kippurim Einem Mechaperes Ela Al Tumas Mikdash Ukdoshav, which means that Yom Kippurim is only Mechaper on that specific Aver, Mash Ein Kein, the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper on other Averis as well. Now if you take a look at the Tosfos Yishanim in Dibra Maschul Shekein Kaparosa Meruba, he says, Pirish Shekein Mechaperim Harbe Kol Hashana Kula. He explains Kaparasa Meruba means in time, that you have the entire year that the Kohen Gadol uses these begadim, so he generates more Kapara. Then he says, Uvakuntras Pirish, Shemechaprim al kol averis shel kol hashana, which means that he understands Rashi to be saying something different than the fact that the Kohen Gadol brings about Kapara throughout the year, because that's his own pshat. He says, Shekei Mechaprim harbe kol hashana kula. He says, Rashi's pshat is that the Big Day Zovan Mechaper on more Averis than the Big Day Lovan, which is more in accordance with what Rashi says at the end of the Rashi. Rashi, when contrasting it to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, he says that it only is Mechaper on a specific Avera. And he asks on Rashi, he says, how could you say that Avodah Yom Kippurim, the Big Day Lovan, you only use to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshim? He says, it's not true, Da'ika Sar HaMishtaleach, Shehagrolosei Uviduye Hayu B'Big Day Lovan, when the Kohen Gadol said Vidui, and when he did the Hagrola on the Sar HaMishtaleach, the Kohen Gadol was using the Big Day Lovan, and the purpose of this Avodah was in order to be Mechaper on all Averis. The Sar HaMishtaleach was Mechaper al Kol Averis. So it must be that Taz Yishanim had a different gear than Rashi, because in the Rashi that we have, he also mentions the fact that Kabrasa Meruba, because he was Mishtamish Ben Kol Yomais HaShana. Now it's quite possible that Rashi would respond to the Taz Yishanim's Kasha by saying that it may be true that the Vidui and the Hagrola of the Sar HaMishtaleach took place in the Big Day Lavan, but that's not when you achieved Kapara. The Kapara was achieved through sending off the Sar Lazazel. So if what we're looking for is Kaparasa Meruba, then those activities may not qualify as things that are called Kaparasa Meruba. The Taz Yishanim obviously holds that since it's made as a Hechsher, it is facilitating the Kapara on all Averis, so it also fits under the category of Kaparasa Meruba. However, the Meraim Sadeh gives a different teretz to the Taz Yishanim's question. He says that even if we were to call the Hagrola and the Vidui avoiders that are shaykh to Kapara, and it's mechaper for all Averis, nevertheless, those things took place b'chutz, not b'fnim. And for those things alone, the Kohen Gadol would not have to be toivel. The fact that it has to be toivel for avoidas pnim, when he's wearing the Big Day Lovan, is specifically when it's avoidas pnim, when he goes lefnai v'lefnim. So that, says the Meraim Sadeh, is the reason why Rashi doesn't feel bothered by the question from the Sar HaMishtaleach. So it comes out that there's another machlokes Rashi and the Taz Yishanim, the Hesber of the Meraim Sadeh. Because according to Rashi, the only time that you really have a tevila going from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovan is when you're changing from Avodas Chutz to Avodas Pnim. And that is somewhat meduyik in the Rashi, because Rashi over here, when he says Kaparasa Meruba, he says, Shemeshamesh ben kol yumeis hashana, al avola avoidas pnim diyem ekipurim, enem achaperes, el altumis mikdash ukdoshev. Rashi feels the need to stress that what's different about the Avodas Yom Kippur is that its Avodas pnim is only mechaper and tumis mikdash ukdoshev. However, the Taz Yishanim understands that even if something was done b'chutz, it still would warrant the tefillah because you're changing from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan. The truth is that this is Rashi and the Taz Yishanim l'shitasim. We already discussed on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that when the Gemara brings down the Kavachomer of Ben Zoyma, learning from the Tevila of Yom Kippur to Tevila all over when a person goes into the Azara, he said, Uma mishanim mikodesh l'kodesh, umi makam sha'anesh kares l'makam sha'anesh kares ta'an Tevila. He discusses two aspects of the Kohen Gadol's Tevila on Yom Kippur. The first aspect is the fact that he's mishanim mikodesh l'kodesh. The second aspect is that he changes mimakim kodesh to another makim kodesh. Says Rashi, these two things are really one and the same. Because when it says mishanim mikodesh l'kodesh, it's referring to the change that the Kohen Gadol is making in location. Mashenkin, the Taz Yishanim over there, understands that the Gemara is talking about two separate dinim. Mishanim mikodesh l'kodesh is referring to the changing of the begadim. And then going mimakim sha'anish karis l'makim sha'anish karis is talking about this change of location. So Lefi Rashi over there would make sense what the Meraim Sadeh is saying over here in defense of Rashi. Because according to Rashi, there is no value in making a change of begadim vis-a-vis the din of Tevila. And the din Tevila only has to do with when you go into the Pnim, when you're changing locations. And even on the changing of locations, Rashi tells us that it could be that since when you go Michutz Lepnim, and the Kohen Gadol is changing to a place where he can never be Mechaper for Olaveris, and he's only Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, that has a Kula, and you cannot learn it out from the case of changing into the Big Day Zav, where there the Kohen Gadol is involved in doing something that he does all year. The Gemara brings down that Rebbe darshins the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice for every tefillah from the pasuk Upashat V'Rochatz V'Rochatz V'Lavash. Since the word V'Rochatz is written in between the pasuk Upashat as Big Day Habad, taking off his begodim, and the pasuk of V'Lavash as begodav, so we darshin V'Rochatz as if it's written twice. It goes back on Upashat that after the pshita of the begodim, he has to do a rechitza, which refers to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and we also darshin it as if it's written on the V'Lavash that's written afterwards, so before the levisha of the new begodim, you have to be Mikadosh Yad V'Raglav again. Says Rav Chisda that this shita of Rebbe is mafka midr Rav Meir, and it's also mafka midr Rabbanan, which means that Rebbe is in disagreement with both Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. He's in disagreement with the Rabbanan because ilu Rabbanan amri kishu lavash mekadesh. They hold that the first kiddush adayim v'raglayim is done before you take off the begadim, and the second kiddush adayim v'raglayim is done after you put on the new begadim. Kishu lavash mekadesh, you only do the kiddush adayim v'raglayim while you're wearing the begadim. And Rebbe holds that both Kiddushi Adayim V'Raglayim have to be done when the person's not wearing Begadim, because he does the first Kiddush after the Peshitta and the second Kiddush before the new Levisha. And it's Mafka mid Reb Meir as well, because Reb Meir holds Hach Kiddush Basra Kishu Lavish Mekadesh, even though Reb Meir agrees that the first Kiddush is when he's not Lavish, because the first Kiddush is done after the Peshitta of the first Begadim, but the second Kiddush, he agrees, happens after he already has his Begadim on. However, Rav Acha bar Yaakov comes along and says that Hakol Moedim b'Kiddush Sheni, everybody agrees, and the second Kiddush Shaloivish v'Achikach Mekadesh. Rashi explains this to mean that Bein Reb Meir, Bein the Rabbanan, and Bein Rebbe, all of them hold that the last Kiddush you have to be Mekadesh after he already has his clothing, and he explains this to be because of the Pasuk. It says in the Parsha of the Kiyar, the Oibigishtam El HaMizbeach, that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is supposed to be done Begishtam when they approach the Mizbeach to do the Avodah. Misha'ena Mechusar Ela Gisha. It denotes a person that is only lacking Gisha, approaching the Mizbeach and doing the Avodah. Yotzazeh, somebody who is not wearing his clothing yet, is lacking more than just Gisha. He's Mechusar Levisha V'Gisha. The Beis HaLevi in Chelik Aleph, Simen Hay, asks the following question about Rav Acha bar Yaakov's din. When he says that there's a halacha that it has to be kshu lavish mekadesh, because otherwise it's considered mechusar levisha vigisha, is he defining a halacha in the Maisa Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, meaning that the drasha that you are not allowed to be mechusar gisha levisha vigisha is just megala halacha in Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that it has to be done while the person's wearing clothes? Or is he saying that if a person were to do Levisha after Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that would be Mevatel, the Maisa Kiddush? The Nafkamina is, what would be if a Kohen were to be Mekadesh after he already has his clothes on, and then take off the clothes and put them back on? According to the first side, we just identified a halacha in the Maisa Kiddush, and this person was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav while he was Lavish. But according to the second side, it turned out that the person on a practical level was not Mechusar merely Gisha, he was Mechusar Levisha and Gisha, because he took off the Begadim in between. So according to that, if a person were to take off his Begadim, Lefi the second side, and then put them back on after he did the Kiddush, so he was Mevatel the Kiddush. He turned himself into a person who was Mechusar, Levisha, and Gisha. To use the classic Lumdish terminology, we can ask, is the din that the Kohen has to be Mechusar only Gisha, and not Mechusar, Levisha, and Gisha, is that a Simen or a Siba? Simen means it's just Megala, that there's a certain quality that the Kiddush has to have, namely that he has to be Lavish while he's being Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav. All it's doing is being Megala and showing, it's a Simen Ladavar, that the Torah wants the Kiddush to be done while he's Lavish. In which case, as long as he did while he was Lavish, even if subsequently he took off the Begadim and put them back on, there wouldn't be a problem. If it's a Siba, then it is the cause for the din itself. The din of Kiddush requires that the Kiddush be done immediately preceding the Avodah, and if you're Mechusar, Levisha, and Gisha in between the Kiddush and the Avodah, there's something lacking in the relationship between the Kiddush and the Avodah. Perhaps we could bring a Raya from the Hemshech of the Sugya, because the Gemara says a very strange thing. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav lo Rav Ashi, loy Rav Chisda islei d'Rav Acha, v'loy Rav Acha islei d'Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, who held that Rebbe's Shita is that you're supposed to be Mekadesh both times in between Pshita and Levisha, meaning that the first Kiddush takes place after your Poshit, the Begadim, and then the second Kiddush takes place before your Levish, the new Begadim. He does not agree with Rav Acha, who says that the second Kiddush has to take place after you already put on your Begadim. Now, this is a very strange statement, because why in the world would I have thought that Rav Chisda holds like Rav Acha? It's pashut that Rav Chisda does not hold like Rav Acha, because Rav Chisda says that the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim takes place while the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his begadim. So he clearly does not have a tenai of Kishu Lavush Mekadesh. And the Gemara goes on to prove that Rav Chisda doesn't hold like Rav Acha, because it says the Imkain L'Rebbe Havalei Chameser Kiddushin. If we were to say that Rav Chisda agrees to Rav Acha, then each time the Kohen Gadol would be Toivel, you would have to have three Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim. You would have first the Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol does after he's Poshet his Begadim, then he's Toivel, and then you have another Kiddush before he's Loivish the new Begadim, and then after he's Loivish, those Begadim, he would have to Mekadesh again, because you have to have the Din of Misha'ena Mechusar Elagisha. So you see from the Gemara that the Gemara understands that even though Rav Chisda, in terms of the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol does before and after the Tevila, Rav Chisda's Shita would be that he does it when he's not Lavish, before he's Lavish, the new Begadim. Nevertheless, there would have been a tzad to say that he has to go and be Mekadesh again. Now the only way to explain that is by saying that although Rav Chisda may hold with regards to the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that we learn out in the Parsha of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Mekadesh when he has no clothes on. So he's Mekadesh the first time after Pshita, the second time before Levisha. Nevertheless, that's only with regards to this Parsha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, like we mentioned, that this is the Parsha that's learned out in Parsha Zachari Mois. However, there's another Pasuk of Begishtam, which is written in the Parsha of the Kiyar, in Parsha's Kisisa, and that's where Rav Acha says his halacha that it has to be Mechusar only Gisha. If it's Mechusar, Levisha, and Gisha, there's a problem. So what the Gemara obviously is saying is that even though Rav Chisda may be of the opinion that Legabe, the Din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur, he was supposed to be Mekadesh before he put on his Begadim, nevertheless, because of that other halacha of Begishtam, you have to be Mekadesh again. Now we can ask the obvious question. Why, if all you're lacking is the parsha of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that's learned out from the Kiyar, why would you have to go be Mekadesh again now? You were Mekadesh in the morning, and like we explained many times, on Daf Lamed and Daf Lamed Aleph, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the first one of the day, is learned out from the Kiyar, and that's the halacha that in the beginning of the day, the avoida of the day, you have to be Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav, and the Kohen is not Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav again. So why would I think over here that Kiddush is batal? The teretz is that you could be mevatal the Kiddush by taking off his clothing, because then he made himself into a mechusar levisha v'gisha. So this proves that the geder in the gzeres hakasav of begishtam is like the second tzad in the Beis HaLevi, that begishtam is a siba, it's not a simen. If begishtam was just a giloy, how Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to look, that when you do the maisa Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it has to be done while you're wearing the begadim. This time it was done while you were wearing the begadim, because in the morning he was mekadesh. And Rav Chisda holds that as far as the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur is concerned, you're allowed to be mekadesh without any clothing on. It's only the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that you need for the avoida, like every day you need for the avoida Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the beginning of the day, that's where you need to have your clothes on. Well, the Kohen Gadol in the beginning of the day did have his clothes on. So the only way to understand the Gemara is to say that if you agree to the din of Begishtam, you can be mevatel the Kiddush by taking off your clothing. So al karchach, the din of Begishtam is not just a simen, how Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to look, rather it's a siba, it's a din that tells me that in the event that anything is separating between the Kiddush and the Avoida, such as the need to be Loivish is Begadim, then it's no good, because your Kiddush is separated from the Avoida that you're doing. Every Avoida has to have Kiddush next to it. And so that's why the Gemara has to prove, and does prove from the fact, that if Lu Yitzuyer, Rav Chisda would agree that you would need to be Mekadesh again after it was Loivish to Begadim, then it would turn out that you would need 15. Because aside from the 10 Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim that you have that are related to the Yom Kippur Degadin, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, next to the Tefillahs, you also would have to go and be Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav each time after having taken off your clothing, because you need the din of Begishtam, which is learnt out from the Parsha of the Kiyar. Now this could also explain the other Chiddush that Rav Acha Bei Rava says to Rav Ashi. He says not only Lo Rav Chisda Islei de Rav Acha, he also adds Lo Rav Acha Islei de Rav Chisda. There would have been a tzad to say that Rav Acha, who says that the Kiddush is done after the Kohen Gadol is Loivish is Begadim, he agrees to Rav Chisda that you are also Mekadesh before he puts on those Begadim. And that's for the same reason like we just mentioned. Because it could be that Rav Acha, aside from the fact that he holds that there's a halacha of the kiddush yadayim raglaim that we learn out from the kiyur, that it needs to be done while the Kohen Gadol is wearing his begadim. Nevertheless, as far as the kiddushin that are done mitzad the din of Yom Kippur, of Achrei Mois, that he agrees to Rav Chista, that they're done before the Levisha. And on that, the Gemara says also that Rav Ach does not hold like Rav Chista, because if he would, then it would end up being 15 Kiddushin according to Rav Acha. So definitely according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Rav Chista agrees to Rav Acha, or the Rav Acha agrees to Rav Chista, it would be muchrich to say that the din of Begishtam is a halacha mitzad that you lost the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that you had in the morning that is there to facilitate doing the Avodah. However, once we find out Lamaskana that Loi Rav Acha is to Rav Chista and Loi Rav Chista is to Loi Rav Acha, then we could go back to the Beis HaLevi's question. Because perhaps La'olam, the din of Begishtam, doesn't say that you're Mevatel Kiddush when you take off clothing because you've now made a separation between the Kiddush and the Avodah. Maybe we could say La'olam, the din of Begishtam, is a definition as to how your Kiddush, when you're preparing for Avodah, has to look. And the reason why it doesn't help that you made a Kiddush in the morning, which was a preparation for Avodah for the whole day, is because Rav Acha holds that every single time that he's Mekadesh, it also has the gedder of somebody who's preparing for the Avodah. And of course, there will be a big nafkamina between these two ways of understanding Rav Acha's din. If you understand that the reason why Rav Acha says that you have to be Mekadesh now is because by virtue of the fact that he took off the begadim, it was considered like he was mevatel the kiddush that he did in the morning. So his din of to be mekadesh now is a halacha learnt out from the Parshas Kisisa of a Begishtam al Mizbeach L'Shoris, that when a Kohen is ready to do the Avodah, he has to be Mekadesh Yad V'Raglav. Then he would have to do that Kiddush, the Kiddush that he does after his Loivish to Begadim, he would have to do it Dafka standing up, like every other Avodah, because the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglaim that a Kohen does in the beginning of the day, the Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perkei Halachot HaZayin that he's not allowed to be Mekadesh while he's Yoishev, while he's sitting down, because it's like Avodah. Avodah has to be standing up. Masha'en came. If we learn that he wasn't Mevatel the Kiddush, and the only reason why he has to be Mekadesh while he has this Begadim on is because the Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol does, Mitzad Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, is a Kiddush that requires the same type of Geder like the Kiddush in the beginning of the day, then it's quite possible that he wouldn't have to do it Dafka standing up. He would be able to do that Kiddush while he's sitting down, because it doesn't have the din of an Avodah. So to sum it up, according to the Hava Minute, we have a Raya to be poshut the suffix of the Beis HaLevi as to whether the din of Begishtam, Misha'enu Mechusar Ela Gisha, is a halacha defining how the Kiddush has to look, or it's a practical din that you cannot be mafsik in between the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim and the Avodah. So according to the Havmin, it's clear that it's a practical din. You're not allowed to be mafsik, because if it's only a din how your Kiddush has to look, so then you wouldn't end up having to do 15 Kiddush Yadayim Raglaims. You would have, the first one you did would be okay because it was done while you had clothes on, and the subsequent tefillahs would not affect that in any way. So according to the Havmin, you for sure see that the person was mevatel the Kiddush. However, according to the Maskana, we really have a question how to understand how Rav Acha tells us that it needs to be Mechusar only Gisha and not Levisha and Gisha. And like we said, the nafkamina is whether you would have to stand up while you do it. I think we could be poshut this question from the fact that all of the other Kiddushi Yadayim V'Raglayim, aside from the first one, are done from the Kiddin Shel Zahav and not from the Kiyur. Now, if you were Mevatel the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, why isn't it a Chiyuv for all of the subsequent Kiddushi Yadayim V'Raglayim to be done from the Kiyur? You were Mevatel the original Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that's learned out from Parshas Kisisa, and we should tell the person to use the Kiyur. Obviously, from the fact that we don't tell you to do that, we see that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has not become batal, and it's just that Rav Acha is learning from the Parsha of the Kiyur that these Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim also have to be done with the clothing on. We learned in the Mishnah, Hevi Elayas HaTamid Kuratzai, they brought the Tamid to the Kohen Gadol, and he would begin the Shechita. And the Gemara asks, how much did the Kohen Gadol have to shecht? Amar Ula B'Roiv Shnayim, he shechted Roiv of the two Simonim. Everybody seems to be in agreement that the Kohen Gadol has to first shecht Roiv of the two simonim, of the Kana and the Veshet. Now, that, of course, is what we always need for a kosher shechita. You have to cut the Roiv of the two simonim, the Kana and the Veshet, the trachea and the esophagus. So the Gvuras Ari, the Sfasemes, they ask that it seems like the Gemara doesn't know, until we quote all these Amiroim, the Gemara doesn't know exactly how much you have to shecht. Why is it that the Gemara is asking, Bekama, how much you have to shecht? I mean, obviously, that's the minimum of how much you have to shecht in order for it to be a kosher shechita. So they both answer that the Gemara's havamina is that perhaps the Kohen Gadol has to shecht the entire two simonim. If you'll ask, if the Kohen Gadol shechts the entire two simonim, then what does it mean, umerik acher shechita al yadeh? What else is somebody else going to come along and finish off? How could he finish off the shechita? The shechita was entirely done. Says the Gvuras Ari, and the Sfasemes also says the same teretz, that I could have thought that somebody else has to finish off by shechting the veridin. There are veins that you are mechuyev to shecht, as is mevur in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Tes. Even though there's machloikis by Chulin, whether you have to shecht the veridin, everybody is in agreement that by Kodshim you have to shecht the veridin, because hu atzmai ledam hu tzarech, you need the dam for the purposes of zrika. However, the Merei Mesodeh asks the same question and is not willing to say that the Havamina was that the Kohen Gadol is going to shecht all of the two simonim, the entire two simonim, because then we wouldn't use the lashon of Merik Acher Shechita Al Yadeh. Somebody else finishing off by shechting the Veridin is not called finishing off the Shechita. There is a mitzvah to shecht the Veridin so that you have dam, but that's not considered finishing off the Shechita. That's a din of Chatichas HaVeridin. So he explains the Havamina differently. He says that the reason why the Gemara has to tell me that the amount that the Kohen Gadol shecht is roiva, the two simonim, is because without this, I would have said perhaps that the Kohen Gadol only shechts a little bit. He doesn't even have to shecht roiv of the two simonim. And that's because the Kohen Gadol is not really me'ikar adin necessary for shechita. As Tosfos points out in Dibur HaMaschil Im Kain, there are two reasons why we would not necessarily require the Kohen Gadol doing the shechita. Number one, this isn't from the things that are unique to Yom Kippur. These are avoidas. The avoid of the Talmud is something that you do every day. And therefore, there is a man Yamar who holds that the limud of Aroin v'chuka, that teaches me that everything has to be done through the Kohen Gadol, is only said with regards to the dinim that are unique to Yom Kippur. But things that are shaykh to every day, the Kohen Gadol is not necessary. And even according to the shitas that hold that it is important to have the Kohen Gadol, even for avoidas that were not unique to Yom Kippur, nevertheless, the shechita of the Talmud is different than the other avoidas of the Talmud, because shechita is always ksheru bizar. So just like shechita of a regular carbon is ksheru bizar throughout the year, so we would have a half minute to say that the Kohen Gadol himself is not essential to the avoida of shechita, shechita lav avoidahi, and therefore it would be okay if he only is krotzoi. So that's why the Gemara has to come along and tell us that the Kohen Gadol indeed had to shecht roiv of the two simonim. The Gemara brings down the memory of Reish Lakish, who says, "V'chi me'achas shaninu, ruve shel echad kamayu, lama shaninu, roiv echad ba'oiv, roiv shnayim be'behema." Since we have a Mishnah that says that roiv of each simon is considered like shechting the whole simon, why does the Mishnah have to go and continue in Chulin and say that roiv echad ba'oiv and roiv shnayim be'behema? So you only have to shecht one simon by an oiv, so of course roiv of the one simon is enough, and roiv shnayim be'behema as well. So the Gemara answers, Lafisha Shaninu, Heviu Loyas HaTamid, since it says in our Mishnah that they brought the Kohen Gadol the Tamid, Kerotzai Umerik Achashchit Al Yodai, Vikibal Asadam, Uzurokai, Yochel, I may think, Loy Mirik, if he did not finish, somebody else did not come and finish off the Shchita, Yehi Pasul. I may think that by Kachem you have to shecht the two Simonim fully, and therefore if somebody else did not come along and shecht the rest of the Simon, then it would be no good. So that's why the Mishnah has to continue and say Roiv Shnayim Bebehema is okay to include the case of Kachim, that to tell me that that would be enough even by Kachim if there was Roiv of the two Simonim. The Gemara asks, how can you say Yochol Loi Mirik Yehei Pasul, that if somebody else would not finish it off, then the carbon would be Pasul? Im Kain, if it's true that without somebody else finishing off the Shechita from the Kohen Gadol's Haschala, then it's Pasul, then havile avoida ba'acher. You're telling me that something is essential to the avoida Yom Kippurim. If he doesn't do it, then it's pasul. Then somebody else is doing part of the avoida. It's considered avoida ba'acher. Tosfos in Dira Maskel im Kain Havilei Avodah Ba'achar asks, Hachinami Avamotzel Mifrach im Kain Havilei Shechita B'Shnayim. Even if there wasn't a din that this had to be done dafka through the Kain Gadol, but there is a din that you cannot have two people working on the same Avodah. Kivan, the Imloi Mirik Pasul, since if you don't finish it off, according to this Havmina, then it's Pasul, then somebody else finishing off the carbon would be considered Shnayim doing the Malacha. The Im Shnayim Shoichtim Zev when two people do an avoida, that two people are shechting the same carbon, even if they're subsequently working on the behema puzzle. So Tosfos' kasha is, why does the Gemara have to say the taina that al yidei somebody else is finishing off the shechita is considered avoida ba'acher, not an avoida with the Kohen Gadol, even if there wasn't a halacha that you have to do the halacha, the avoida is dafka through the Kohen Gadol, there still would be a problem that two people are doing the shechita and that's no good. Now, there are various terutzim that we can give to Tosfos' kasha. Number one, the Rashash says that even though Tosfos brings a Gemara in Chulin Daf Choftes that says that if two people shecht the same zevach, even b'zachar zen, and it's pasul, says the Rashash, that's a machlokes over there. And the Rabbanan argue, and therefore our Gemara wants to ask a kasha, that's a valid question, l'kuli alma. However, even if we are to assume that the Gemara could have asked this question, Tosfos Rosh over here says a teretz, that halacha, that when two people shecht the same zevach, then it's pasul, is only true when one person shechts one of the two simonim and the other person shechts the other simon. But over here, the first one is shechting roiv shnayim, and the second one is only doing a miruk of the shechita, finishing it off, says the Tosfos Rosh, that's called machatech basar ba'alma. You need to have a significant maisa on the part of each one in order to consider it being geshechted through two people. And a third response to Tosfos' question says the Hagoyes Meloi Aroyim over here that if you take a look in Tosfos in Chulin over there, Tosfos disagrees with the premise of our Tosfos and says that even the Shita, that two people, are not allowed to shecht the same carbon, but b'di'evet, the carbon is kosher. So it's much better for our Gemara to ask from a rule that would pasul the carbon as opposed to a rule that wouldn't make it pasul. And this is machloikis. According to the Tosfos in our sugya, this Tosfos and the Meiri in Chulin, the carbon is considered pasul if two people shecht it. However, the Rajba over there in Chulin also learns that it's only din l'chatchila, like Tosfos over there, and the psak of the Rambam, in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, is that two people are allowed to shecht one carbon, just like in Chulin. The Sfasemis also offers a teretz, and he says that even if it's true, like Tosfos assumes over here, that when two people shecht a carbon, it's not considered a good shechita, nevertheless, the Shem Shechita is finished once you finish the two simonim. And even on the tzad, like our Gemara is suggesting now, that the carbon is pasul if you don't finish off the Shechita, that's not Mehilchas HaShechita. That's in order to be Moitzi the Dam. Since it's ordered in order to be Moitzi the Dam, it wouldn't be considered like two people shechted the carbon at all. Because Shechita is finished with Rav Shnayim. What you need now is to finish off the cutting of the simonim in order to be Moitzi the Dam, which is really a chelik of the Avodas HaKabbalah, which you need for Zrika, but not a part of the Avodas HaShechita. So this really could be part of the Kavana of the Tosfos Rosh that we mentioned before, that Shechita B'Shnayim is only possible when one shechts one simon and the other shechts the other simon. The only thing is, the way we explained the Tosfos Rosh before, is that you need to have each one doing a Chashva Maisa. According to the way that Tzvasemis is explaining, and this could be the Kavana of the Tosfos Rosh, is that this isn't called Shechita. The second part, the finishing off, is not called Shechita, rather it's a Cheluk of a different part of the Avoidas HaKorban.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.